All right, so I sent you guys a text this morning, and just as a precursor to the call this morning, and you guys, when you look at it, you'll see in the background, I kind of circled it with red, where it says Vista Denada, which means literally translated view of nothing. And it's from the 1996 comedy Multiplicity with Michael Keaton. It was directed by Harold Ramis, the same guy who did Groundhog Day. And that's why he had Addie McDowell play the character in both those movies, the love interest of Bill Murray, in Groundhog Day, and of Michael Keaton in Multiplicity, for those of you that haven't seen the movie. The thing that's interesting in this, in the picture I sent you, is that's maybe a three-second clip in the background. There's a red truck at the bottom of the road that's coming up that is the focus, but somebody was smart enough to stick that in the background, and so it's kind of a little subtle but cleverly planted metaphor for the way Michael Keaton's life is heading, which is Vista Denada, a view of nothing, and it was kind of the direction of his life, which, if you've ever seen the movie or if you haven't, his life is just deteriorating. Before he learns how to clone himself. And that's what makes the movie so funny, is he needs time to do everything. He goes to a psychiatrist, and he's lying on the sofa, and he says, you know, unfortunately in my world, work is first. I have to do work first, family second. And he goes, and then I get no personal time at all. And he goes, I'm dying here. And so he clones himself so that he can learn how to be a better construction supervisor at his job, how to be a better husband, how to be a better father, and how to get time so he can be a better golfer. And, you know, what he's really saying is he has no time freedom to really enjoy life. And what a great concept, right? How many times in our lives have we actually found ourselves saying the words, if, you know, I wish there were two of me, right? Many times we go through life, go, if there was two of me, I could get everything done I need to get done. And in this case, it's three and four times the number of clones he makes of himself. And just like when you make a copy, sometimes the copy is not as good as the original, and so they just keep coming out a little bit worse than the clone before. But it's funny. And so what he's literally trying to do is what we talk about, network marketing, all the time. He's trying to leverage himself. That's what he's trying to do by multiplying his efforts. And that's what happens here, right? So the other day, and I keep bringing this up because I thought a lot about it, Andy Davis asked me an interesting question. He says, at what point does your group kind of, grow spontaneously, or where at what point does duplication start to happen? And I thought about that, and I remember thinking when I asked Craig Bryson that same question, you know, when does your group start duplicating where you don't have to worry about it yourself? It just kind of takes on a life of its own. And it's very similar to compounding interest. The whole principle of compounding interest is the same. Malin did that analogy of a penny every day doubles, you know, and so you get 2 cents the second day and you get 4 cents the third day and 8 cents, you know. It takes a while to build up your organization, but when you find one or two or three people, in the end, it just multiplies itself. And, you know, I found myself at a point just kind of traveling from city to city, visiting different organizations and groups as they were growing. And so you have to ask yourself, you know, would you rather pay interest or would you rather earn interest? And the thing about network marketing that all of us need to remember, it's a totally voluntary thing. It is, at least until you start making some serious income. When you start making some serious income, you have a little bit of a mind shift. Now, some of us have had that mind shift right from day one, where we knew this is what we wanted to do, and we were going to go at it with all our hearts, mind, and soul, you know, because we believed in what we were doing and what's going on. But you got to remember, 90% of the people who do this business do it part-time, and it's voluntary. Now, yesterday, Melinda and I saw on the news a school teacher, and the school teacher was talking about how she was in a position today where she had to do multiple jobs. She had to take on multiple jobs besides her school teaching job just to make ends meet. And I thought, man, that's hard. And I wish I could yell through the screen at her and say, hey, you need to look at this. And that's why Malin had that article on, you know, like for people who want to retire from Forbes magazine that talked about, you know, specifically, hey, if you're going into retirement, you know, network marketing is a great way to go because there's really a little or virtually no major input income-wise in order, because you can get your money back right away and you do it one time and then it just duplicates itself every single time that you do it. And when you get a little bit of energy, like the engine that could, you know, when you get a little bit of drive going and you get to a certain point, it kind of takes over. And, you know, you don't have to worry about it. All you have to do is manage it. Now, until it gets there, you don't want to go into management mode. That's one of the biggest mistakes that people make in networking. They get to a point and then it just kind of runs itself. So I wanted to give you some interesting numbers, at least from our perspective. You know, after 30 plus years of sponsoring people and people like Cindy and Liz, who've been in the industry for that, you know, a long time, they know these things are true because of their own personal experience. But when we sponsor people, we learned in the first company that I learned at, is why I use these numbers all the time, because they've been true in almost every company I've been involved with. Malin and I have been in, you know, four major companies over the last 30 years. And it wasn't, you know, we weren't looking to go from one to another, but trying to find the right company with the right mix, with the right comp plan, with the right products, with the right feel, with the right people, it's really a difficult thing to find that. And that's why we're so lucky, you know. But after 30 years of sponsoring, we have come to find out that if you went out and sponsored 12 real people, I want you to think about that for a second. How many people that you sponsored are what you would call real distributors? People that when you went to, they said, yeah, I want to do this. Let's do it. So for every 12 of those individuals that you find out there, you're going to find that 50% of them do nothing. They were excited when they signed up, maybe because you're a little bit contagious, maybe because of the enthusiasm or the testimonial of how great the products are. They, you know, they thought, okay, I'm going to do this, and they're excited at the moment. But half of them won't even do anything. So that means you're left with six people that you've sponsored out of those 12. And out of those six, three of them will do something. And when I say do something, to use for analogy in our business, they'll probably go on and become executives, and you can count on them as an executive leg. And then there's the remaining two to three individuals are people who get serious, who say, you know what? I really believe in what you're doing. I really believe in these products. I really believe I need to make some money. I really believe I need more time freedom. I really believe I need this. And they will go after it with a passion. So when you think about that, you know, maybe two people out of 12, you know, that you sponsor. So you have to look at that if you're going to have true duplication and true success. It's even a stranger quirk when you think about it. As I've talked to some of the major leaders in all the different companies we've been involved with and looked at the unbelievable success we've been blessed with, you know, all of those individuals, every single one of those individuals had sponsored between 25 and 50 people on their front line. They went out and they sponsored, and when I say 25 to 50 people, these are people that they thought were serious people. But they didn't turn out to be that way. Out of those 25 to 50, the interesting thing is you only need four or five of them to take off in a real serious manner, and you will have leveraged income beyond your wildest dreams. And of course it's hard. Of course. Because when you think of the 90% that are part-time, you know, maybe those part-time people will sponsor one person, one to two to three people, if you are lucky. And so the majority of people think to themselves, hey, if I could make some money, enough money to pay for these incredible products, that's great. And that's what this compensation plan enables part-time people to do. And when I say part-time, I always think of part-time, or I think Terry Kampfert mentioned this the other day, you know, people being able to make $300, $400, $500 to a couple thousand dollars a month. That changes people's lives in ways you can't imagine. You know, we've seen all the surveys done that if you take $500 a month away from somebody, most people would find themselves in a pretty bad situation, that where they'd have to start thinking, geez, you know, I may go bankrupt. I mean, that's how bad an economic situation find ourselves in. So when I say hard work, I think, how hard are you willing to work to have total time freedom, what Michael Keaton was trying to find? I mean, if you could put a price on it, what price would your total time freedom be worth? And I want you to think about that statement for a second, because I want you to think, you know, it doesn't matter when you wake up in the morning. It doesn't matter what you do during the day. It doesn't matter where you go or where you vacation, your income would be secure for every single month. In other words, you don't wake up worrying about the financial pressures of life, which everybody has, guys. Everybody has. And but when you are fortunate to have a good group, and in this case, you don't need very many people, really. I mean, it's true, you have to go through 25 people to find 2, 3, 4 people. But if you look at it from a long term, if you don't look at it as, oh, this is the second day of the penny doubled, I have 4 cents. This is the third day of the penny doubled, I have 8 cents. If you look at it from a long term perspective, that after 30 days you got 10 million, that's the way, if you looked at network marketing and realized that you're building something, and every month is better than the month before, which is why we have the phrase, never going to not grow. Because, you know, I never, ever, ever wanted my business not to grow from 1 month over the next month. Matter of fact, it just didn't even come into my brain that way. Never going to not grow. I was always going to grow until it got to the point where, like interest, it compounded on its own. So isn't it interesting that we've all stood on the mountain, as Andy was laughing, you know, that, you know, we had a guy on the roof, and he goes, man, this is a great view. You know, if it wasn't for the Rocky Mountains out there, you'd have an awesome view. And he thought that was great. But how many of us have been up on a mountain? Almost all of us have climbed a mountain somewhere and stopped for a moment and turned around to enjoy the view. You know, stop and enjoy life, enjoy the view. And we go, it goes on forever, that view. I remember Anita DeSantis standing on my deck, looking out and going, this view is limitless. And little did I realize the importance of that statement, because limitless if you look up the definition of limitless in the dictionary, it is without end. It is without limit. It is without boundaries. And so, you know, you have that. So I thought about that school teacher. I thought about all the people that are desperate to find a part-time job out there. And what a perfect situation, because if you're going to do a job, why not help other people get healthier, help yourself get healthier, and feel great at the end of the day about what you're doing and put yourself into a better position? Because we believe in the Limitless cause. We believe in the products. We believe in the mission of Limitless. And great health for all just sounds great. I just want to close with this thought. I got a call yesterday, you'll appreciate this, Cindy, from Naomi. And Naomi is traveling around the world, climbing mountains everywhere. You know, she's 68 years old, and she is in great health. And she has the energy. It reminds me of the Energizer Bunny. You know, she just goes all the time. She just got back from working with kids down in, I think it was Nicaragua, is where she is with a foundation of cardiologists who are trying to save kids who can't afford to have surgeries. And she called and she goes, I'm just calling because I want to thank you guys at Limitless because of the way I feel when I travel, because of the way I feel when I climb mountains, because of the way I feel when I go and see my 90-year-old father and he takes Limitless every day, Limitless products every day, and he feels awesome. And, you know, because you're enabling me, helping me to go out and accomplish the things that are important in my life, you know. And so she goes, every month I make sure, you know, if you look, she, you know, she always makes sure she has her 1,000, and, you know, she's just a real go-getter, and I appreciate that. She goes, I was just in the middle of my day thinking of these kids, and I wanted to call you and tell you, you and Malin, thank you for Limitless and for everything it does. So, like it says at the end of the of one famous movie, what's your dream? I want you to think about what your dream really is. And then let's just talk about it a little bit tomorrow. It sounds like your why, but what's your dream? What's your dream? What can you really accomplish if you go after it? And with that, guys, love you. Have a great Limitless day. End of the month, 26th of October. What the heck? I can't believe how fast time goes. It'll be gone before we know it. Love you guys. Thanks.